Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love and his mercies endureth forever. Yes, he is good, and his mercies and his love are everlasting. Friend, how are you? Happy Thursday, this 11th day of April 2013. My name is Joey Kroll. It is so good to see you. How's your week coming along? Hanging in there? Doing all right? You ever have one of those, just one of those moments where you just felt blessed? You ever have one of those moments? Yesterday, I was driving near the Weldon area, near Clinton and Farmer City area, and I was listening to Great News Radio yesterday morning. And I was just driving and just listening to some of the programming, the music and the messages, and just, I just felt so blessed that we have a radio station like this in our area. Amen. I feel blessed to be part of this ministry, no doubt, but I feel blessed to be a listener of this ministry as well. I mean, have you ever heard that perfect song or the perfect message by one of your favorite Bible teachers at the right exact time you needed to hear it? Oh, that happens to me so much. So I was just in that mood yesterday where I was just like, thank you, Lord, for Great News Radio. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you that you have provided this ministry to be in this area. And I was just so blessed as a listener of my favorite radio station, Great News Radio. So if you relate to that, if you resonate with that, would you consider maybe sending us a gift this month so we can continue to be a blessing to others? You can get involved as part of the giving family today. There's all our contact information is at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or you can send in your gift of support or maybe just a word of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, friend, our devotion for today comes from actually a couple of different places in the Word, but mainly from Matthew chapter 26. And we'll talk about how the mercies of God are new every morning, especially if you are a child of God. Oh, I cannot wait for this devotion for today. But first, let's crown him the King of Kings right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. yes, that's right. Crown him King of Kings. Amen and amen. Friend, happy Thursday, this 11th day of April 2013. It's Joey spending some time here with you. And have you ever done something that you thought you would never do? I mean, of course, we as believers have been bought and made righteous through the blood of Jesus. But I think from time to time, we all fall into giving into our flesh. And in Matthew chapter 26, we read about a young man by the name of Peter who gave into his flesh. So in Matthew 26, Jesus is sitting down on the night that he was about to be betrayed, having supper with his disciples. And in verse 31, it says, "Then Jesus told them, 'This very night you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.'" And he goes on to say, "But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I will never. I never will." And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you," Jesus answered, "this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." I love what Peter says in verse 35. But Peter declared, he didn't say, it says he declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And we know how the story goes. Jesus gets arrested and everyone runs away. Just like Jesus said. He kept his word. Imagine that. And after they run away, Peter is spotted. And they're like, "Hey, you're that Galilean. You're that guy." And by this time, Peter was nervous. I can only imagine how scared he was after seeing his Lord being arrested. And he's like, "No, I don't know this man. I don't know what you're talking about." And a little bit later, we read about this too. He said it again. Somebody called him out and he said, no, I don't even know him. I don't know what you're talking about. And then for a third time, somebody said, "Hey, you're that Galilean. I can tell by your accent. You were with this man. You were with Jesus." And Peter said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And at that time, and we read this in verse 74, of Matthew 26, "Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken, 'Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.' And he went outside and he wept bitterly." Friend, how many times has the sin in our life made us fall to our knees and just cry? Because we felt terrible. I don't know about you, but I have from time to time just feeling so guilty for thinking that thought or saying that word to somebody I shouldn't have said to over and over again. And this man, Peter, did something he thought he would never do. And the Bible says that he not only wept, he wept bitterly. And I think there are different types of crying, by the way. There's the boo-hoo, watching like the boo-hoo type of cry, you know, watching like a heartfelt movie on the Hallmark Channel, you know, like, "Oh, that was a sweet movie, that's great, you know, they got reunited at the end," or whatever. And then there's the boo-hoo, like, "I lost my job." And then there's like the boo-hoo of like boogers coming out and all of that stuff. I mean, there are different types of boo-hooing crying, but the Bible says he wept bitterly. Peter couldn't believe he denied the King of Kings, the one who says that he's the beginning and the end, the hope for all eternity. And I wonder how bad he felt after Jesus died. Think about that for a second. I wonder how bad Peter felt after Jesus had died. Probably even felt even worse. I can only imagine. Maybe the thoughts of, "I didn't even have a chance to say I was sorry," maybe might have crossed his mind. I can imagine this man being broken because of the failure in his life. But friend, I want to show you something so beautiful. In Mark chapter 16, which I believe is probably one of the most beautiful scenes in the entire Word of God, as Mary and Martha goes to the tomb to go visit Jesus' body. In Mark chapter 16, verse 4, it says, "But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed." Verse 6, "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Come, see the place where they laid him." So at this time, I think one of the most incredible acts of the entire Bible of Jesus being raised from the dead. It's happening right now. We read about this in Mark 16. And the angel went on to say in verse 7, but go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. Did you catch that? Hello, you there? Did you catch that? The angel says, but go, tell his disciples and Peter. Did you hear that and Peter part? The angel specifically called out Peter because maybe by this time, Peter probably no longer considered himself a disciple. You ever do something so terrible, so wrong that you felt terrible about and ever say to yourself, I don't even deserve to be called a child of God. Peter probably had his head hung low, but the angel specifically called out Peter. As God is sending an angel, I can imagine to say to Peter, Peter, I know you messed it up, but I still want you. Peter, I know you blew it, but I still love you. I ain't through with you yet, Peter. I still want you. Yes, Peter, you messed up, but you can't go hiding from me, Peter. I still want you. I'm not done with you yet, Peter. Don't give up on me, Peter. You're not through yet, Peter. Don't you dare lower your face, Peter. Yes, you messed up, but I still love you. Peter's face, I can only imagine, was hung low because of his past failure. But the Bible says in Psalm chapter 3, verse 3, that he will be the lifter of our heads. God will be the lifter of our heads. And Peter, did you get that? And Peter, two words that changed the course of a man's life. Friend, don't let your past mistakes paralyze you from what God wants for you and what God has for you. Peter was broken. He was a broken man. And for some of us today, we feel that God cannot forgive us of our sin, maybe because we can't forgive ourselves. Or the real question is, have you even repented of that sin, that past mistake? Friend, I want to encourage you today that God says, not what Joey says, not what Mark Burns says, not what Pastor Jason says, but God says that his mercies are new every morning. God pulls out a big handful of mercies from his pocket and he gives it to you. The question is, are you going to take it? Are you going to forgive yourself? And are you going to ask for forgiveness for the mistakes in your life? And if you did, and you're still carrying it around, the Bible also says, now therefore, there is now no condemnation in those in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. The cool thing about God, that he can make something out of nothing, because he made this world out of nothing. All God had to do was speak, and this world came to be. He spoke this entire world into existence, and God sent an angel down to say, and Peter, and a man's life got changed. Friend, I'm here to encourage you on this Thursday that the mercies of God are new every morning. I encourage you to spend some time alone with the Lord. And if you haven't done so, repent. Go to him and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. I messed up. And get ready to experience an overwhelming love of a heavenly Father.
Savor the sight, the wine and the bread that was broken, and all have been welcomed to come if they might, accept as their own these two tokens. The bread is his body, the wine is the blood, and the one who provides them is true. He freely offers, we freely receive, to accept and believe him is all we must do. Come to the table and taste of the glory and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor, and one will deny, though he's lived his life for them all, and for all be crucified.
come to the table. He's prepared for you the bread of forgiveness, the wine of relief. Come to the table and sit down beside him. The Savior wants you to join in the feast.
Come to the table and see in his eyes the love that the Father has spoken, and know you were welcome, whatever your crime, though every commandment you've broken. For he's come to love you and not to condemn, and he offers a pardon of peace. If you'll come to the table, you'll feel in your heart the greatest forgiveness, the greatest release. To the table and taste of the glory and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor and one will deny, though he's lived his life for them all and for all be crucified.
Come to the table, he's prepared for you the bread of forgiveness, the wine of release. Come to the table and sit down beside him. The Savior wants you to join in the feast. Come to the table, he's prepared for you the bread of forgiveness, the wine of release.
Ah, yes, that's right. Come to the table, because there is room for you no matter who you are or what you've done. That's Michael Card and Come to the Table, right here on this edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. And I'll tell you what, tonight's a big night. We've been talking about it for, wow, quite a while now. It's the Merged Gospels Bible study that we're starting up tonight. And it's going to be a bi-weekly 12-week Bible study through the four Gospels. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, some incredible, incredible passages and studies within those four Gospels. And it's starting tonight at 6:30 at Judah Christian School right there on North Prospect in Champaign. Now, if you're unable to make it tonight, if you've already registered or something came up, it's okay. You know, if you miss one or two studies, it's not the end of the world. That's okay. And if you're a full-time procrastinator and you're thinking, okay, can I join tonight? Give us a call. We'll love to get you registered. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. And tonight there's going to be breadsticks and salad from the Olive Garden, tons of different types of coffees and teas and all of that stuff, and one incredible study from the Word of God. Again, tonight at the Judah Christian School on North Prospect in Champaign. If you are a procrastinator such as myself, you can also get registered tonight, 217-367-7777. And be praying for those individuals. I think we have 130 signed up for that study. So it's going to be one incredible night and one incredible study as well. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me be part of your Thursday. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.